Longtime NHL announcer blames Rangers' loss on woke pride night, bad mojo. By Dylan Gwynn on March 17, 2026. Why the New York Rangers are bad at hockey is a topic that has generated much conversation this year. However, as for Monday night's debacle, former Rangers star and longtime announcer Ron Duque thinks he has the answer. The Rangers were beaten decisively by the Los Angeles Kings on Monday night, 4-1. After the game, Rangers legend Ron Duque took to social media to lay the blame for the defeat at the team's decision to hold a pride night. "I didn't want to say it before the game, but I saw this coming. Down 4-1 right after the singing national anthem to the pride flag, to a small group, bad idea, bad mojo," the 68-year-old Rangers legend wrote. "I don't blame all of the Rangers organization. It's only a select few college brainwashed up, woke kids pushing their agenda within the organization. I believe at least 70% of the fans tonight wanted no part of it at all at a Rangers game. Just wanted a family night out. Husband, wife and kids. That's what the Rangers need to celebrate. Ranger leadership needs to show some courage and stop this." This is at least the second time that Duque, who is dating former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, has taken a shot at his former team for holding Pride Night events. Earlier this month, Duque wrote, "Have you not been reading and watching the news? What if a situation was to occur at the Garden? What then?" He added, "Most people don't want to celebrate that kind of thing." As has become the norm this year, Rangers fans who attended Monday night's game did not watch their team win. However, they did receive a pride pouch from the team and Delta Airlines.